There isn't much privacy in prison, but Daniel Adams remains a modest man. He served 27 years for murder and is now 56 years old. We spoke with him by phone because recorders are not allowed inside. Adams explained that when one of his sisters comes to visit, the Buckingham Correctional Center requires him to strip in front of guards.
You have to take everything off. So that means your t-shirt, your boxes, and your socks.
He then puts on prison-issued underwear, worrying about how clean they are.
Over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday on visitation, they don't wash the clothes until Wednesday, and they wash in cold water.
And an orange jumpsuit with a zipper up the back. If he should need to use the restroom during a visit, he'll have to go through the same routine again. And once his visitor goes home, he's subject to another inspection that frankly makes him feel molested.
On the way out the door, you had to open your mouth, lift your tongue up, lift your scrotum. You had to turn around and have your buttock face them. Seriously, I felt molested.
The state says this is necessary, but at Prison Legal News, managing editor Alex Friedman is skeptical.
Visitors to correctional facilities go through metal detectors, pat searches, and some facilities have drug detection machines. They are watched constantly while they're in the visitation area. They have very limited physical contact with prisoners. So there are already plenty of safeguards in place to prevent contraband from getting in.
And the truth, prison experts say, is that most drugs come in with the guards. 18 of them were charged in Maryland last year.
Corrupt staff members who typically take bribes or in some cases, you know, have personal or sexual relationships with prisoners and smuggle in contraband, including drugs.
But because they're represented by the Virginia Correctional Association and because it's hard to attract prison guards for median pay of $40,000 to $45,000 a year, Friedman says the state doesn't mess with them.
Staff don't have to, say, change their underwear when they come to work every day, or go through drug detection machines, or go through any of these other security safeguards.
Of course, the situation could be worse for prisoners. In New Hampshire, inmates are banned from kissing their visitors or hugging for more than 3 seconds. Vending machines were removed from visiting rooms. Board games were banned, along with greeting cards in the mailrooms. And California has begun using drug-sniffing dogs to find illegal substances in its prisons. There is, on the other hand, one possible step that could address this problem while saving taxpayers money: stop putting drug addicts in prison. Here again is Alex Friedman of Prison Legal News.
Frankly, a more effective solution to this social problem is you deal with the actual problem, which is the substance abuse itself. So you put people in the treatment. It can be outpatient treatment. It can be drug court programs. It can be a number of things that do not include incarceration.
The director of Virginia's Department of Corrections refused our request for an interview on the subject of new mailroom and visitation policies and would not say how much those are costing taxpayers, who are already shelling out more than $1 billion a year for prisons, probation, and parole. I'm Sandy Houseman.